welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And this week, we're going to be looking back at all last weekend's results across the Northern Premier League. And we're also going to be talking to some managers. And this week, we'll be joined by the managers at Hyde United, Mash United, Morpeth Town, Guiseley. We're also going to be talking a bit about Step 4 as well, as we'll be joined by Hebburn Town and Corby Town. So it's all happening. And here as well to help me with this week's show. As you can hear, I've got a bit of a sore throat, so he might be needed this week. It's Mr. James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
Afternoon, Ben. How are you doing?
It's morning. It's morning.
I know, but I'm still not used to this.
Once again, we're recording the show on a Friday morning. It's ridiculous, isn't it? I keep offering times to James. James says, "Oh, how about Friday morning?" And then I go, "Oh, yeah, Friday morning sounds good." And every Friday morning now, for the past 2 weeks where I've done it, I've gone, I wish we'd said Thursday night like we normally used to. Maybe next week. But anyway, so loads of interviews coming up on this week's show with regards to the Premier Division and Step 4 of the Northern Premier League. Let's start off with the current league leaders. That's Mash United. Mash United with two good victories, a 4-2 win at Radcliffe on Saturday, and they followed that up midweek with a very, very good 2-1 win at home to Ashton United. So Mash United off to a flyer, James. Played 4-1-3 and only drawn one.
Indeed so, and scoring fun, it seems, at the moment. So obviously, I think a lot of people expect them to be a team going for it this season. It'll be interesting to see next couple of weeks now if you can keep this form going when they start playing yourself, Shields, your Warrington, teams like that.
Well, let's judge the mood now at Mash United. And it's a welcome back to the show to the manager at Mask. Here's Carl Jarrett. Well, Carl, a big thank you for joining us. And first, big congratulations for that victory on Tuesday night over Ashton United. Top of the league as well now, Carl. I mean, how's it going at Mask?
Started a lot better than what we actually thought it would. Expectations of this league, they were unknown for us, you know, because of what we were going to be coming across. Obviously, getting promoted was fantastic. We do know a bits and bobs about the league, but we haven't competed in. So it was always one of them of how we're going to start. And, you know, we really wanted a good start. We looked at the fixtures and we didn't know loads and loads about a lot of the teams that were in around what we've played, you know. So to start off like we have in the first four games is we're delighted as a club, really, and we just want to see how far we can keep it going, really, now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is early days. I have to throw that disclaimer for everyone. But when we talk about this start and compare it to, you know, last season as well, how was pre-season? Because I'd imagine you had a bit of a dilemma about whether to go with the team that got you promoted or to make Mash changes to freshen things up for step three and the challenges there. So how was pre-season and what were your thoughts heading into pre-season about what was the challenges to come?
The pre-season was a typical pre-season. It was very frustrating from a manager's point of view. Obviously, when we got promoted into the league, you know yourself, you've always got to try and look to strengthen as a manager to compete in your next level by trying to bring players that have either played in that league or come away from professional clubs that are looking for clubs that are playing in the local area. And you always know that there's going to be people having to move on due to, you know, work commitments or family commitments, travel commitments, you know. So you're always going to lose people along the way. And we most probably, if anyone knows how I run my teams, I like to keep things close-knit, you know, with not too many people going out, not too many people coming in, so we can keep the understanding going of what the expectations are at the club, you know, straight away in a pre-season. But unfortunately, I ended up losing about six lads who've been with me a long time, you know, due to work commitments and stuff, like I said. And it was a big turnaround of players coming, seven or eight players, you know, that come in. So it was very difficult through pre-season to try and get them into the way that we play sort of thing and the shape we play, you know, just trying little things. And any manager will tell you that's been the show, will tell you that pre-season is the most probably frustrating part of football, really. You just want to get on with the business in August and get playing the real games. fans, because it's very frustrating just giving lads 20 minutes and expectations are massive on them and seeing what they can do, you know, and then 15 minutes, then you might give someone a game and then you get your injuries and then you get your holidays and you get your works and it just goes on and on the list, you know, and you just want to get to that point where it's your first game of the season so you've got your full squad and then you can just start understanding that you've got your team constantly every single week that are going to be there, you know, and competing with the big boys basically for us now, you know. So like I said, it started well and we're happy.
Yeah, so I mean, just to talk about your expectations, like we said, we're only four games into the season, so but it has been a very good start, beating Belper, drawing at Bamber Bridge, scoring four past Radcliffe and beating Ashton United. So I mean, what's your thoughts on the challenge this year? What's your expectations at the club?
I don't really, you know, the relationship I have with my chairman, he doesn't really come in and he's not one of them chairmans that come in and start telling me that I have to hit the playoffs, I have to hit this, or I have to keep him in the league. He just lets me get on with my job because I've been there a lot of years now and, you know, it's my 10th season now. So he knows really my expectations just on myself, that the pressure I put on myself is to where I want to be the best I possibly can with the group of lads that I've got and try and get them up as high as the table as I can. You know, I don't think there's any manager in the league, even the ones that everyone says that should be winning it, the likes of South Shield, you know, that are going to turn around and say we're going to win this. You know, what we're doing is we've worked really hard as a club and a team and a management to get us into the level that we're at. We want to secure our place as quickly as we can and just try and climb this table as far as we can, you know. I did speak about this today to one of my friends, speaking about the league and talking about teams that were in it and not realising, you know, there's teams that have been in this league for years. You know, Whitby been in it for about 20 years, this league, you know. Never been relegated, never been promoted. So it's a very, very difficult league. And then you've got your South Shields that everyone spoke about, of the size of that club and being a professional club. Mask United are in the same league as them at the present minute, you know. So we've got to look and look at ourselves, and what we're going to be competing against is what I have seen in the first four games is completely different. We've come across lads, teams that can battle. We've come across teams that can actually play football. We've come across a team that's very direct in the play. So it's very interesting, but I'm really excited for this season to see what we're going to be doing. You know, I've tried to bring lads in that can mix the game all over the place by like the four things that I just spoke about there. And if we can, and we can win as many games as we can, you know, securing our league status straight away is the main area for us. And then just trying to kick on and try to get as high as we possibly can in this league.
Let's talk about the upcoming games, because this is classic MPL Premier Division. Marine away on Saturday, and then a derby against Whitby. One game at a time and all that, but what's the mood like ahead of that home game against Whitby Town on Monday? No disrespect to Marine.
Well, we're excited because obviously we've always just been looking at these clubs that have been in these levels. Like I said, Whitby for a long time now, and we've been sitting two leagues, and most probably this club before I was here was maybe three leagues away from Whitby. Now all of a sudden you're competing with them, you know, it's going to be a tasty game. They always are, Whitby. There's a lot of history between a few of the players that have played for them, play for me, and a lot of lads that I've got playing for me. I think I've got about six ex-Whitby lads playing for me, so it makes it tasty. Obviously, Nathan Aslam, who's there, one of the gaffers there, he was my assistant the first year I joined Mask United, won the league with Nathan as my assistant. So we know each other really well, so it'll be good. It'll be a great great game to look forward to, really.
And while I've got you here, Carl, just to talk about the FA Cup as well, next week, a home match against Runcorn Linnets. I mean, what's your thoughts on the FA Cup this year?
I'd love to have another run like we did last year. It was fantastic, you know. Great for the fans and great for the club, really, on every front. The players really loved it last season, playing the likes of Chester and South Shields and then Gateshead. You know, we beat some good teams along it, and it was a great run. And it just took that little bit of off the league, you know, a bit of pressure off it. And we went to some great grounds last season as well, and we really enjoyed it. And it's always good to get a good cup run, but you know, Runcorn won't be easy for us. We've played them a couple of times. We are used to each other now, but it's they've got a new manager in there, obviously Wildy, and that's all. He'll have things changed up, and it'll be a difficult game, but really looking forward to it. And hopefully, we can have a little bit of a run in it again.
No, great stuff. And final question, Carl. I mentioned Ron Conlon, let's mention Whitby. Let's finish the interview with the first game coming up after this interview. Maureen, we're recording this on Friday afternoon. You're probably about to set off for this game on Merseyside. What's your thoughts on this one on Saturday?
Difficult game. You know, they were in the same level as us last year. Obviously, different side of the country. But I look at it and it's one of them where when we did play them in our league a few years back, he's got him playing well over the last few years. He's had good cup runs, as you know, as well. He's strengthened. They're going to be a good team this season. I think it'll be one of them where people look at and find it hard to go to their place on that new 4G they've got down. And I think they'll be aiming for the playoffs. So this will be a tough test for us, this one, especially with the travel. It's a long way over that M62 at the present minute. I think we're setting off about 8 o'clock in the morning to get there from about 12. I'm looking forward to it because it's another challenge for us. And like you said, at the present minute, we can only go there with confidence, can't we? Because we're sitting top, as I said, and I know it's only early doors, but I'd rather be sat there than sat further down the table, you know. So the lads are confident, playing well, and everything's happy at the present minute.
Carl Jarrett there, manager of Mass United, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. And speaking of managers joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show, last week we had Matt Hill on the show at Stafford Rangers. And Stafford Rangers, despite coming on the show last week, I've just carried on, which is great stuff for the show's reputation. A 0-0 draw with Gainsborough Trinity. Gainsborough Trinity have had a good start to the season, so that's a good result. And a 2-1 win at home to Marine on Tuesday night. So Stafford Rangers joint top, James, of the Northern Premier League as we head to this coming weekend's matches.
Yeah, and continuation from the work they did last season, I think, now. And Stafford Rangers could be the ultimate dark horse this year. You've got to start thinking at this moment in time. Incredible win against Marine as well, the way they came back into the game. They've got the capability there to go get some good wins, get some goals under the boot, and cause a big problem at the top end of the table.
Guiseley are in third position after the opening four matches of the season. A good win for them on Tuesday night against Whitby Town by 2-1. Guiseley there following up that 1-0 victory on Saturday afternoon against Nantwich Town. Lewis Hayes there scoring late in the day, incidentally, on Saturday. So Guiseley, they're finding their feet now, I think, and getting a bit of momentum going.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, finding the feet, getting settled in, holding a nerve since that first game defeat as well. But we're starting to see the more the side that people are predicting to be going for the top five, top potential title contenders at this moment in time. So, yeah, as you know, banning from a team we got relegated from the National League North a couple of seasons ago, it's not the easiest task to rebuild and get in straight away. But guys, they've adapted to that well.
Let's hear more now about the mood at Nevermore Park. And let's hear from the manager at Guiseley. It's a welcome to the show now to Danny Ellis. Well, Danny, a big thank you for joining us. And first things first, what have you made of the start to the season at Guiseley? It's always tricky coming out of the National League North, but it feels like you've done a decent job in this early stages.
Yeah, obviously it's been tough. We had a tough start at the first game of the season. But I mean, the last three games, I think we've performed really well. And I'm obviously pleased with the squad so far. So yeah, it's gone well. It's been a decent start, but obviously, there's a long way to go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to go back to the start of the season, but because the fact, you know, it's three fantastic victories since. But you could have been a bit shaken as a squad after that first game of the season. So you must be pleased with how the squad bounced back in these last weeks.
Yeah, definitely. We were totally off it. We got caught cold. We had a few key players missing for that game. And yeah, to be fair, Marina came and done a job on us. And like I say, we wanted a response. I know I've got in the dressing room. I know what squad I've got. And I knew that they'd bounce back. Unfortunately, we managed to do that up at Marpeth. So it was a great statement up there, going up there and getting the 3 points. But I thought the performance were good. So we'll just put the Marine game behind us now.
When we talk about the squad that's been developed here, we caught with Thomas Feeney, who, you know, does the media at the club.
Yeah.
And he likes to keep it under the radar for his expectations at Guiseley. Yeah. But there was a general consensus that Guiseley have recruited pretty well over the summer. There was a bit of excitement there at the squad. I mean, was that something that you wanted to build upon, you know, turning a negative of relegation into something that's positive, essentially?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the club's obviously last season they were bottom end of the table, struggling, and they happened to go down at last game of the season. So I think the whole morale of the club were a bit low and it needed freshening up. So obviously I brought in players that, quite a few lads from the Conference North. And yeah, local lads. And I'm getting a young squad together as well. That's one thing I wanted to emphasise before, you know, bringing good lads in, but bringing young lads in as well. And I think we've got that we've got a nice balance. But it has been, it's been new to me. It's been hard, difficult summer trying to get players in. But I think what we've recruited well. But like I say, it's going to be a long season. So you do need a squad. And we have got quite a few bodies. So, you know, I mean, everybody will be needed at some point.
And what's your thoughts on the competition? I know you know non-league football very, very well. What's your thoughts on this competition this year? Because, you know, when we sat around the table for the monthly show deciding, you know, our picks for promotion and that, it was pretty tricky. What's your thoughts on it and where guys mm-hmm. are fit into it all? Are you hoping?
Yeah, I mean, it could take time, you know. I'm not saying that we're going to be... I think the bookies have kind of killed us. They're my second favourites. so no pressure, but you become a scout when that happens, you know. People seem to think, well, it's a free hit kind of thing. And I can assure you that we recruited and we're kind of taken aback a little bit by us being so highly thought of, you know, because it is a new team. It's some new players and we haven't been together as long as some of the teams like. So your Warringtons, your Matlocks, etc., the teams that are experienced. But yeah, the lads know what I expect. You know, I know this league very well. I've obviously won it a couple of times myself. I know what it's about. It's relentless. There's a lot of games in a relatively short season, but you are Saturday, Tuesday, and you've got your cup games. So it is relentless, and it's very, very... It's one of them leagues. I know it's an old cliche, but anyone can beat each other on the day. If you're off it, you're going to get beat. Simple as that. Obviously, if you're on it, you've got a chance. So I think some of them have just sort of tipped us to be up there. And, you know, great. But I just take every game as it comes and not get carried away with a win. That's for sure. And the lads know that.
Well, looking ahead to, you know, the never-ending pace of fixture, one fixture after another.
Yeah.
A doubleheader this weekend, obviously, with a bank holiday. Stalybridge away at Bowerfold on Saturday. Yep. Then you're hosting Bamber Bridge on Monday. Mm-hmm. Two tricky games, I'm going to suggest. What's your thoughts on these ones?
Definitely. You've hit now. They're both tricky games. Stalybridge, you know, they're a team that's obviously been together. Decent manager who's come in. And you know they've had some good results, and we had to obviously take any team lightly, as we didn't do with Whitby. You know, you can look at the league. You know, people say, "Well, Whitby down at the bottom are a good side," and they proved that against us. They made it really difficult. So every game is going to be tough. We know everything about obviously Stalybridge now. The player, we know everything about Bamber. We've done a lot of homework on them, but end of the day, you've got to come in and you've got to perform on the day, and that's one thing that. You know, we try to do. We have to keep it fresh because you can't flog lads as much in 48 hours. So yeah, we're just gonna try and manage the squad, but obviously respect every team. They've all got threats. I was trying to nullify that, and then hopefully we perform, and then we can come away with a positive performance.
And just to touch upon, obviously, Bamber Bridge, it'd be back-to-back home games, because while I've got you, Danny, I might as well talk about the FA Cup as well. Avro next week. Again, I could just say, oh, it's a tricky game, but it is, isn't it? I mean, what's your thoughts on the FA Cup?
I mean, I went to watch the game on Wednesday at Farsley against Albion, and Avro, they're a very physical side. You can see why they've not conceded any goals yet this season, because they're quite, you know, they're solid. They do the ugly things well, and they have got some quality players on their side. You know, we don't take any team lightly. Happened to go extra time, and then went to penalties, and they won penalties. But again, it's the FA Cup. Everybody knows in non-league, it's kind of like every game can be a cup final, particularly when you're playing against a team that's higher up in the pyramid, which we are compared to them. But vice versa, they know it's a free hit for them kind of thing. All the pressure's on the teams above, and there's always surprises. Hopefully, there's no surprise on. Like I say, next Saturday against Avro side, they're good.
Yeah, and just a final question, Danny. It's been a good start to the season. How much are you looking forward to what's left of it? You know, September, FA Cup runs, injury concerns, fixtures after fixtures. How much are you looking forward to it all?
Oh, you know, it's brilliant. You know, I love football. I've played it for a long time. And, you know, to be able to see the other side of it and work on the other side of management, it's been great. Different challenges, different stresses, but yeah, absolutely love it. Relish every game. And I said this to the players, you must enjoy your football because it's a short career. And, you know, another cliche, what everybody says, but it's so true. And like I say, it's just take it game by game. Don't get carried away with a win. Don't get too down when you lose. And yeah, just enjoy it and look forward to each game because every game's tough.
Yeah, it really is. Well, Danny Ellis, manager of guys, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to join us this week. Best of luck this weekend and best of luck against Avro and catch up very soon.
Yep, thank you. Cheers, man.
Danny Ellis there, manager of Guiseley, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So Guiseley's currently sitting third after four matches played. Hyde United in fourth. Great win for them midweek. A 2-0 home victory over Belper Town. Jack Redshaw scoring a brace in that game there for the Tigers. And a very good 1-0 victory at Atherton Colls on Saturday with Brad Roscoe scoring the goal there after 10 minutes for Hyde United. So Hyde, James, have had a very good start to the season as well, currently sitting in those playoff spots after four games.
Yeah, the goal against Atherton was a near-side post goal and just Atherton couldn't get back into the game. But for the Belper Town result, they played fantastically well. Jack Redshaw with both goals there. The second one was absolutely beautiful. Hit on the counter towards the end of the game. And the next three fixtures is not the easiest for him. They've got Ashton and FC United coming up, Stafford Rangers and Guiseley in the next six, plus a cup tie against Warrington Rylands too. So if they can get good points out of that, again, another one we could be looking for later on in the season too.
Well, let's judge the mood then ahead of those big games coming up for Hyde United. And let's welcome back the Hyde United manager. It's a welcome back to the show, to Nick Spooner. Well, Nick, a big thank you for joining us and congratulations on a good week at the club. You know, two fantastic victories. How's it gone?
It's gone really well, mate. Obviously, we had a tough start with Ratcliffe at home of what they've recruited over the summer and Gainsborough away. And we came away quite disappointed, you know, because we played well enough to take the 3 points. And then you get to that stage where, you know, you got your 2 points out of two games, but you started to panic a little bit thinking, you know, what you want that win. And like you say, we had a tough one at Atherton, what's always really tough to go to, and we come away with a 1-0 clean sheet we're happy with. And then Belper defended, sat in, and took us a while to break them down. But then, yeah, great result. Another clean sheet and two goals.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the clean sheets. They're good, aren't they, at this stage of the season? I mean, what does that tell us about your squad and how strong it is early doors?
When I came in last year, we had to stop conceding goals. And that was the first thing we worked on, you know, and we set the boys again, you know, let's get tired of that. We've been letting silly goals in pre-season and we've just got to stop the mistakes. Gio's coming on loan from Huddersfield and done excellent for us and the boys are defending really well.
And with regards to the squad and how pre-season went, I mean, it was important given how competitive it looks like this league's going to be. It's very important, isn't it, to get off to a good start. So, I mean, with that side of things, you must be pleased with how pre-season went and how it's got you to this point.
Yeah, pre-season people was looking at the results. We had some strange results. You know, I recruited a lot of the players who did well at the end of last year, you know, and hopefully they came back and we re-signed them. But, you know, obviously it's my first year in this division, but I've watched it. You get off to a good start because everyone keeps saying it and it's like a broken record, but it's such a difficult league because you get left out the bottom and everybody takes points off everyone. It's so hard to catch people.
So at this stage of the season, early doors, I'll admit, you know, after four games, you are in the playoff positions. But what's your expectations for this year? Because, you know, when we went round the table and that, I mean, you could make an argument for nearly everyone in the league to get towards the playoffs. So what's your expectations early doors?
Well, the expectations of some people were relegated, you know. So that was nice. You know, the bookies and the comments, what was made, you know, Hyde was in the bottom four and we've gone for. I've told the boys, you know, let's push as high as we can get, you know. Last season can't happen to the football club, you know, and we're looking top 10 and then let's see where we can push on from there.
And touching upon, you know, the critics and all that, I mean, last year it was not comfortable, isn't the right word, but it became comfortable once you came in, Nick, and started stringing the results together. I mean, how much does that drive you on and drive the squad on for improving things for this year?
You mention it to the boys, don't you? Because you want to prove anyone wrong, you know, in football, especially if they write you off. So we just said to the lads, always remember, you know, what people's expectations are, and let's just go and give it a good best shot as we can and let people take notice.
And the coming games and all that. I mean, it's tough what's coming up, isn't it? With Morpeth Town away on Saturday, and then a local derby at home against Ashton United. I mean, what's your thoughts on the coming weekend?
You know, we'll get as many points as possible. We've got a long journey, haven't we, on Morpeth? You know, Bank Holiday weekend, Ashton are luckily at home, and then obviously we've got the derby on Monday. You'd like to win your home games, but we played Ashton. You know, we beat them in the league last year, and then they beat us in the cup. So I've already played them twice. They've recruited very well, you know, made it. And you go to Morpeth and the gang of men, really. You've been playing together for a couple of years, are very experienced and organised. So it's two toughies, but if we can get maybe 4 points out of the two games, we're more than happy.
And speaking of the Cup, should just mention, you know, next week, the tough games keep on coming away at Warrington Rylands for the first qualifying round. What's your thoughts on that one?
Another, like you say, the draw's not been nice to us. You know, we're the highest league in the Cup, and we've got somebody in our league away from home. So we're expecting a tough, tough competition. But, you know, the FA Cup special, isn't it? It's always nice. It gives the club and the supporters a buzz if you can do well in there. So we'll be get these two games out of the way, and then we'll be building towards next Saturday.
And just touching upon the Belper Town result on Tuesday night as well, you know, two goals there from Jack Redshaw, and a good midweek crowd there as well. What's the mood at the club like more generally as we're towards, you know, September and cup runs and all that?
Since I've been there, the fans have been excellent, you know, and the board have been excellent. There's been support throughout the summer. There's a good feel. We had a meet the managers night the other night, and the supporters want to get the closer bonding with the players. That's what we're trying to bring, you know. The supporters are coming up to Morpeth, and the juniors and the players have helped fund for the bus.
Right.
So that's how much it means, you know, to try and bring everyone together. And it's great at the minute, you know, the supporters are really getting behind the players and they're motivating them without a doubt.
Well, that's great stuff. And touching upon, you know, the coming games, just a final question here, Nick, just about, you know, Morpeth away. You mentioned, you know, the coach that's going up there and that, and then Ashton United at home. The crowd's going to be important over this Bank Holiday weekend.
Very important, very important. You know, we're getting a phenomenal support at home. Everyone's buying into it. You know, the shed end's actually making a racket, and it's motivating the players. You know, they really get behind the players. Everything's been positive at the minute, and long may it last. You know, results do that. Results bring the supporters in, and results make supporters happy, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Nick Spooner, big, big thank you for taking the time out your Friday to join us this week. All the best in the coming games, and safe journey up to Morpeth and back, and catch up very soon.
Cheers, Ben. Thanks a lot.
Nick Spooner there, manager of Hyde United, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. So Hyde United currently sitting fourth in the league table. Warrington Town are in fifth position. Two draws for them this past week. A 1-1 draw at Belper Town and a 1-1 home draw against Atherton Coles. FC United have had a bit of a bounce back after their opening day defeat of the season. A 2-0 win at the Turnbull Ground on Saturday, and a 0-0 draw with Nantwich Town. Controversial though, James. We've all seen the replay back of the offside goal that was onside. But I'm not bitter about it. I've moved on.
I've heard about this. But again, FC United, great away form to begin the season. And again, away points generally do a little bit more for you towards the end of the season. Yet they might still be worth three. But when we get to the business end of the season, it'll all start to show that you've earned a position where you're going to say. But yeah, FC United, great start to the season compared to, again, the last couple of years we've seen them there.
Yeah, absolutely. Ashton United currently sitting seventh in the league table with the same record nearly as FC United, as have played 4-1-2, drawn one and lost one. Good 3-1 win for Ashton United against Warrington Rylands on Saturday. Then we've got Gainsborough Trinity with two draws this past week, the 0-0, which we've already mentioned, against Stafford Rangers on Saturday. But the 1-1 draw on Tuesday night, James, against South Shields. South Shields scoring a very late in the day equaliser there at Mariners Park. So Gainsborough Trinity have had a good start.
I know it's a team at this moment in time, generally people would not want to go and play it, really, especially when they're on good form like this.
Yeah, it's played for and totally unbeaten, but three draws in there, but difficult to beat. I think we can use that cliche for Gainsborough Trinity. South Shields, they've got a more or less the same record as Gainsborough Trinity from their opening four matches. Played 4, won 1 and drawn 3. So those draws have come in the last three games, Ashton United, Marine and Gainsborough Trinity for South Shields. So a steady start for South Shields. Much better for Morpeth Town this past week. A 2-0 win at home to Matlock Town on Saturday and a fantastic 4-1 victory at Liversidge on Tuesday night. So Morpeth Town have got some wins under their belts and two of them in the last week. Well, let's hear the mood now at Morpeth Town. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with their manager. So welcome back to the show, to Craig Lynch. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us and congratulations for this past week. Two fantastic results against two tough opponents. How's it been?
Yeah, well, once again, thanks for having us on, Ben. Much appreciated. No, it's been a great week, a week that we needed. Obviously, we played Warrington and Guys the first two games, and although we got beaten both, I rewatched the games back and I didn't think we were far away. If anyone seen the goals conceded, we were just errors. So going into the Matlock game, knew that if we could keep our concentration, that we would have a good chance. And winning 2-0 against a team that rarely concedes two or more goals was brilliant. And Liversedge away, it'll be a very difficult game for teams to go in to score four goals, especially on a midweek Tuesday night. It was brilliant.
That is remarkable to score. Not many teams are going to score four goals at Liversedge this season, I'm going to suggest.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. They've got a style of play which suits them and be very aggressive in that style of play with and without the ball. And everyone's got different styles. I mean, we play like that now and again, but we do like to get it down a little bit more. And our third and fourth goals, fourth goal especially, was really good, especially being in the 88th minute. But it's no... Our away form on a midweek, and I've been there 5 years, I think that's our second win in about 10 or 11 games. So we haven't done really well in either leagues, the league below when we won the league and the league we're in now. So to score four goals and win the game was brilliant.
So looking at the league table now, Craig, it looks... well, it's almost as you were, really, isn't it, in around 10th. I mean, what's your thoughts on this season? Because you've obviously you came in last year, you're probably getting fed up of being asked these questions, but went on an incredible run. You've made some changes to the squad heading into this season. So what's your hopes for and expectations for what's possible at Morpeth this time round?
Yeah, like you said, I mean, a lot of teams do the same in non-league, but I think it's the first time in Morpeth in this 5 years I've been there, and probably a few years beforehand, but more than two or three people left, and not on their terms either. So we got rid of eight and we brought in eight. So there has been a lot of change, but we've dropped the average age of the squad from about mid-30s to mid-20s, which I think was massive for us. So although we've had a big change, I still believe that we should be in the top half of the league and we should be in and around the playoffs. I think what gave us a little bit more confidence than most teams is that we had 3 out of 21, 24 points at this stage last season. So to have 6 out of 12, then if we get anything against Hyde and South Shields in our next league games, Gainsborough, then we could be 9, 12 points in a better position than what we were last season. So that's a massive start of the season for us. So it's something that we've just got to keep plugging away and building on. So for me, we've got to be targeting in the round of playoffs. We might not be in the playoffs for the full foreseeable future of the league, but being in the round there, fluctuating in and out, I think that's where I see ourselves personally.
And that then takes us to the two games coming up, because it's going to be another good indication, isn't it? I mean, there's no easy games in this league and all that, but Hyde United have had a good start and you play them on Saturday. And then on Bank Holiday Monday, you're travelling up to Mariners Park to take on South Shields. So what's your thoughts on these games this weekend?
Well, to be honest, I said to the lads before the season starts, like you said, there's no easy game, but we've obviously had Guys that got relegated, Warrington that were in the playoff final, Matlock in the playoff, South Shields came second, Liversedge on a momentum got promoted, then Hyde who were in the round. So we said 5 out of them 6 teams have got a little bit about them, but then as you said, I've watched Hyde. Hyde's like a new team, they've been transformed. So for me, we need 3 points out of the next two games. Hyde will be a difficult game. It's the one again I'm looking forward to, and then South Shields, local rivals. It's going to be, I would imagine, it's going to be about 2,000 people there, and that's the type of games you want to play. And it's nice having that little bit of rivalry, I think, and it adds a little bit more to the fixtures. In non-league, there's always that little bit of edge in the fixtures. But playing South Shields, and I know there's a little bit of past history with us and them, but it's a game I'm really looking forward to. I admire them as a club, But it's a game really want to win, and it was a fantastic result we got against them last season when we were at home. It wasn't so good away, and we know it's going to be a very difficult game because we haven't just got 11 players, we've got 22 players who could all play in any team in the division.
And then after that, you can park the league for a week because you've taken on Warrington Town. No easy games and all that in the FA Cup. I mean, I suppose this is what it's all about, isn't it, Craig, really? You know, you set up for pre-season, you transform the squad the way you have done, you hit the ground running here, and then, you know, you have to play these games, Warrington Town in the FA Cup in early September. What's your thoughts on this one next week?
Yeah, I mean, the FA Cup was a bit of solace for us last season. It kind of kept us ticking over. So, again, you get the bug, don't you? And I mean, we're a million miles away from getting... At this stage, getting to the first round proper and the second round when the decent teams come in. But it's a home game. I think any home game, anyone will probably say the same thing, is that no matter what, you're looking at winning them. And again, like I said, we had a great away game at York City last year, and you get the hunger for it. And it's the FA Cup at the end of the day. No team should be taking it lightly. Like I said, we were that close last year. We probably got 2, 3, 4 games before we get to the first round proper, but for me, we won't be taking it lightly. We won't be making massive changes to the team, but it's a game. It's another game I want to win. You lose a game, and it can become a bit of a slump, regardless of what competition it is in. So I don't know if Warrington, I don't know how Warrington will approach it, but we'll be approaching it looking to win the game and get as far in the competition as possible.
Well, Craig Lynch, manager of Morpeth Town, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us this week. Can't wish you more luck than Warrington Town next week in the FA Cup, of course, but a big good luck this weekend and a big good luck in the FA Cup as well. And catch up very soon.
Thank you very much, Ben. Always my pleasure. Thank you.
Craig Lynch there, manager of Morpeth Town, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. So a good week for Morpeth. Marine are currently sitting in mid-table, as are Radcliffe. Radcliffe with a draw to follow up that defeat on Saturday to Manchester United. A good draw away at the Giant Axe to Lancaster City, James.
Lancaster have built their defensive line a little bit more stronger than last season. Just Radcliffe weren't able to really go and counter that. But again, it says everything, though, when you've only conceded two and scored one. The defence is doing the job. It just needs to start moving a bit up the pitch a little bit, I feel now.
It's been a good week for Stalybridge Celtic. A 1-1 draw against Matlock Town at Causeway Lane on Tuesday night. That followed up a 1-0 victory over Lancaster City on Saturday. So Stalybridge Celtic, a good week for them. The first points of the season and 4 of them. So good stuff from them. Just to touch upon Liversidge. We mentioned their defeat, their midweek defeat to Morpeth Town. However, they did pick up a draw on Saturday away at Bamber Bridge. So Joe Walton, they're scoring a late equaliser to get that point. So an okay-ish week for Liversidge. Warrington Rylands picked up their first win of the campaign, a 2-0 win over Bamber Bridge on Tuesday night. That's going to be welcome, James, that first victory there.
Yeah, indeed. So I think Rylands just using its kick that start their season. Obviously, the FA Cup draw has not generally gone in their favour. The tough ask with Hyde. Obviously, I think just the fact they kept a clean sheet against Bamber Bridge is a welcome fact for them too, because obviously 8 goals conceded in the first 3 games. But the Bamber Bridge result, it looks like they could get the heads down and just control the game a little bit there. I mean, David Webb's back in the score sheets. Quick mention for Liberties as well. James Walsh is starting to show that he's still got the capability to play at step 3, 2 goals in 2 games.
Well, that's all the results from this past week in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. We are doing the show slightly different at the moment because I don't feel there's any value in doing a fixture preview, given the fact we've only played 4 games. But this weekend, it is a bank holiday bumper special in the NPL with games on Saturday and on Bank Holiday Monday. And in particular, those games on Bank Holiday Monday, a lot of them are derby games. Hyde United taking on Ashton United, FC United hosting Radcliffe, South Shields and Morpeth Town, Mash United against Whitby Town. So plenty of local games there on Bank Holiday Monday. The place to go for all your fixtures this weekend, TheMPL.co.uk. And next week, like James says, we will have the monthly show. So we'll be looking back at the opening 6 rounds of matches in the NPL Premier Division. And then the week after, that's when we start doing fixture previews, because that's when we approach 10 games. And we all know that's when we look at a league table, don't we, dear listener? That's the NPL Premier Division. But let's go to step four. We're going to just have a little brief whistle-stop tour. Let's go to the East Division now and just have a little catch-up there. We obviously heard from Stockton Town and Cleethorpes Town on last week's show. But let's hear from Hebburn Town now, because Hebburn Town currently sitting second in the league table. They were defeated on Wednesday night by 2-1 at Stockton Town. But Hebburn have had a decent start to the season. So let's hear more now from the North East side. And it's a welcome back to the show now to their manager, is Daniel Moore. Well, Daniel, a big thank you for joining us. And good start to the season. Obviously, a defeat midweek. But generally, what's your thoughts as we head towards September at the club?
Yeah, good start, mate. Obviously, from where the club finished last year, I think when we looked at it, there was 25, 30 points that we needed to catch up on if we wanted to be in that playoff shout. So, you know, to have 4 tough away games when you look at them on paper and to come away with 7 points, you know, I'm pleased with the start we've had. Obviously, we had to move the Pontefract game away from home because we're getting new lights in. So, not ideal preparation with it being a last-minute change, but we went down there and got a point, and then Stockton, we were really unlucky. So, the positives is, you know, Stockton, I'd imagine, will be the top one or two, and we competed with them really well and deserved something from the game. So, if that's a benchmark that we're taking it off, we're not a million miles away in a short space of time, really.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, I should ask you about how are you settling into the new club? You know, what you produced last year at Shildon was phenomenal. Are you looking to mirror that if it's possible in this division this year?
Yeah, obviously, I put targets in for myself. Otherwise, you know, I think the management have got to push themselves as well as the players. So, you know, we've got targets where we want to be. And I'm loving the club. You know, it's a forward-thinking club. They've got ambition. The infrastructure's, you know, evolving all the time. And it's, you know, something that I'm excited to get my teeth into. And obviously now the season started, it's 100 mile an hour, as you can imagine. So it's just, really good club, good people. And I'm hoping I'm able to bring the success that probably they deserve and replicate similar to what we had last year.
And touching upon the start, I mean, you've already mentioned it, but, you know, a 1-0 draw against Pontefract Colls and you know, just losing by a goal to Stockton. It bodes pretty well, that, doesn't it? I think, given where the club was last year versus now.
Yeah, definitely. That's Brighouse away. They finished just outside the playoffs last year. A very, very tough place to go. Pontefract are a different team this year to what they were last year. I'd imagine they'll be in the top 6. Stockton away, obviously, always a hard game. Probably everyone's favourites to go and win the league. And then Grimsby Borough, factoring the travel and the fact that we'd played 3 away games on the spin in that week, and a new newly promoted club. I think all 4 were tough games in their own right. So to come away with 7, we're a bit disappointed we didn't get a point the other night, but I suppose that's the mentality that we're trying to bring to the club about, you know, we want to win every game. So I think the mentality is we've had a big switch in mentality with the players we've brought in, and hopefully that continues going forward throughout the season. But we'll have ups and downs, as every club will.
Yeah, I noticed Liam Henderson scored midweek in that defeat to Stockton. He's a decent player to have on your books, isn't he, really, in all fairness?
Yeah, well, Hendo missed, 75% of pre-season through injury, just for a calf injury that he picked up early doors. So he's still getting to where he needs to be. And I think some of the existing players that were there last year have come out the shells a little bit. You know, we've got Amna, the centre forward, who he played for me at Shildon a little bit before he moved on. And, you know, we've got good players in forward areas. So I'm hoping that we can, you know, we're work in progress. We're still trying, you know, we're by far finished with what we're wanting to do. It took 5 years at Shildon to get where we were there. So this is obviously a work in progress, and it's a project that, you know, we're trying to get up and running as quickly as possible, really.
So just to touch upon the games coming up over the Bank Holiday weekend, Sheffield at home on Saturday, and on Monday, North Shields away. What's your thoughts on these two tricky games?
First home game, I know we know the gaffers at Sheffield, and we know they've improved on last year. But first home game for the lads this season, which is weird, at the end of August. But we're looking forward to it, especially after Wednesday night. You know what it's like if you lose a game of football, you just want to get the next game in as quickly as possible. So we're looking forward to that, and hopefully there's a good crowd in. And then North Shields have done, you know, they've started really well. We know a lot about them, and we know a lot of their players, but you know, they were very strong last year, and I think they'll compete this year. You know, they've got, again, good players in forward areas, which give them, against any team in this league, you give them the time and they'll punish you. So I think there'll be two different games at home. We'll look to be on the front foot. North Shields will be the same at their place. So there'll be two different games, but we've got to do what we can to get 6 points out of them next two games.
And just a final thought, really, Daniel. I mean, it does come across in this interview, but relishing this challenge at Hebburn and you know, building on this great start, looking forward to the remainder of the season?
Yeah, obviously, you know what it's like. Any new start, me personally, I want to do the best that I can, especially for the club. They've put their faith in me, and I think the players do. I think we've tried to switch that mentality of, you know, you've got to, tremendous group of players here, and we've brought some into the dressing room that might help off the pitch. So the platform's there for the lads to go and express themselves, and obviously we're just looking to guide them along the way and give them bits of information, because obviously we learnt a lot from last year.
Daniel, just to say as well, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us. Big congratulations on the start to the season, and have a good weekend, and catch up soon.
You too, mate. Thanks very much.
Daniel Moore there, manager of Hebburn Town, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. And finally, for interviews on this week's NPL show, let's go to the Midlands Division. And current league leaders in the Midlands Division are not Stamford or Hales Owen, who we heard from last week. It's Corby Town. Corby Town with a 1-1 draw on Wednesday against Cambridge City. That sees them with a 1-point lead up at the top of the Midlands Division, having played 4 games. So, good start to the season, though, for Corby Town. Let's hear more from the Northamptonshire side. It's a welcome to the show now to the manager at Corby. Here's Lee Attenborough. Well, Lee, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the start of the season, a general catch-up, really. I mean, how are you settling into your role at Corby Town? It seems to be going pretty well. I think I'm safe in saying that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a whirlwind, really. You know, I applied for the job. I know there was plenty of credible candidates in for it, and you know, thankfully for me, the club took a chance on me in a way. And last sort of 6, 7, maybe 8 weeks now, a lot of hard work, non-stop, round the clock, as a lot of managers will tell you. We've got to a point where, yeah, we're pretty happy, and you know, we've got to try and kick on from where we are now. But yeah, it's been a fairly good start. So yeah, fingers crossed we can carry on and kick on from here.
I mean, what's your assessment? I mean, Corby Town, it's a mammoth club. I mean, what's your assessment on the scale of Corby Town and the potential of the club?
Well, look, when I left Loughborough Dynamo after 4.5 years, I always said I wouldn't take a sideways step. I always wanted to step up. And then obviously when the Corby job came up, although it's a step sideways in terms of level, you know, in my personal opinion, it's a huge step up in terms of club. You know, it's next National League club, conference club. You know, the fan base is huge. Even just things like the media presence, the expectation, it's all what I wanted it to be. You know, I wanted to do something where I was challenged. I wanted to do something where I felt under pressure. You know, I always said to friends and family, I want my next job to have some pressure on it. You know, some people might think I'm mad for that, but that's how I felt. I felt like at Loughborough, you know, with all due respect, I'd run, you know, sort of run my course there, and I wanted something different. You know, Corby provided that. There's expectation there. There's pressure in every result, pressure every game. There's people behind your back telling you what you need to do, what you don't need to do, and all the rest of it. And to me, that feels like proper football. You know, it's been a nice change, really, playing in front of big crowds, and you know, long may it continue, really.
So, obviously, it's early days, four games into the season, but top of the league. So, is it meeting expectations thus far or exceeding them, do you feel?
You speak to supporters and they'll say, we need to get out of this league. That's the long and short of it. I think the club are more realistic in terms of the fact they finished 15th last year. Not a great season by all accounts. You understand that it's a complete rebuild. You know, I've kept two players really, that are part of the matchday squad, two players from last season. The rest of it's been a complete rebuild. I've had to bring players in. I've had to change the way I'm playing, all sorts of things. And you know, we've got to a point where I'm semi-happy with what we're doing, but there's still work to be done, and I'll keep working until we get to where I want to be.
So, where you are at the minute, top of the league, like I said, above Stamford and Hales Owen, who we had on the show last week. I mean, what's your assessment on the league this year? Because obviously, I think, you know, you're involved in this discussion now up at the top end of the table. Is there hope that you can stick in and around the mix as the season progresses?
No, listen, we have to be realistic and say that, you know, you've got Stamford, you've got Hales Owen, Chase Town, three teams that are well established. Three teams that have stayed together over the last two or three years, you know, they'd expect to be up there financially and budget-wise. We're not quite competing there just yet. But at the same time, you know, I always back myself to work with what I've got. And I think, you know, the start tells us something. The start tells us we're not far away. But at the same time, it tells us that there's still work to be done. You know, we won the first three, but even in midweek against Cambridge, I felt like, you know, we probably need a little bit more to sort of get us over the line there. And look, over the bank holiday, we've got Chase Town away, yeah. We've got Stamford at home.
Yeah.
There'll be the acid test, really. And look, the season's still young. It's too early to say we'll be up there. It's too early to say we're a mid-table side. I think that if we can keep doing what we're doing, I'll push us all the way. And I have to be honest and say I'm looking at fifth place. And if we can sort of keep in touch with that and get there, then for me personally, I think that'll be a really good achievement based on what the club did last season.
Yeah, and look what happened to Belpa when they got fifth. But just to touch upon this coming weekend, it's huge. This Chase Town away, Stamford at home. There's easier fixtures, isn't there, over this weekend? But I'm imagining you're going to have a good indication of where your squad's at after Monday at 5 o'clock.
No, definitely. And I always said to supporters, you know, the quality will take care of itself, but what you always get from my team is 110%. And we'll go to Chase Town Saturday. We'll give 110% from 1 to 16, myself, the coach included. And listen, we want to get a result. It's as simple as that. It's well documented. We've had three red cards in the first two games, all of them forward players. We've got wide players injured. We I know it sounds very, very early on to say this, but we're down to bare bones. But we'll make no excuses. We want to go there and get a result. If we can do that, we'll... Yeah, we'll be happy, and it's on to Stamford Monday.
And last question, Lee. It comes across really well. You're clearly enjoying it, but how much are you enjoying it? And you know, all these pressures of players' availability, injuries, fixtures, and all that. I mean, it's this weekend coming up. This is what it's all about, isn't it? Really, are you enjoying it?
Loving it. We live for it. At the end of the day, I had probably 4 or 5 months off last year. You know, I felt like I had a big sort of football shape hole in my life, and you know, luckily for me, you know, Corby took the chance and I'm sort of back at it. So, you know, we want to carry on. You know, good start, but nothing's done yet. And we go again on Saturday and into Monday. And hopefully, come the end of the bank holiday, we'll be in the mix somewhere.
Well, Lee Attenborough, manager of Corby Town, big, big thank you for taking the time out of your Friday to join us this week. And all the best this weekend. And catch up very soon.
Cheers, buddy.
Corby Town manager Lee Attenborough there speaking to us here on the Pitching In NPL show. And well, that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Just a reminder, the monthly show will be back next week. We'll also have the Step 4 show as well, making a reappearance where we'll be catching up with loads more Step 4 managers. But a big thank you to all the managers who've joined us for this week's edition. And a big thank you to you, James, as well. James, just before... We leave, just a quick plug for social media channels. Plenty of games going on this weekend across all four divisions of the Northern Premier League. How can people keep across it all?
Yeah, so on the match days, obviously we've got football web pages that are updating, and then obviously you can keep up to date with everything via Twitter on Official Northern Prem, Facebook, Instagram and TikTok on Northern Premier League, and obviously through the YouTube channels with the NPL Goal Show. Therefore, Goal Show shall be up in the next couple of days as well.
Great stuff. And just to say, the latest edition of the NPL Goal Show is available on the Northern Premier League YouTube channel. But that's it for this week's edition of the show. A big thank you to James. Say bye, James.
Thank you, Ben.
No problem. But remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, make sure you visit the website, www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe bank holiday weekend. Take care. Bye-bye.